KFC Everyday Value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Ang rondalla ay natatanging musika na nagmumula sa pagtugtog ng isang grupo ng mga instrumentong may kwerdas na tinutugtog gamit ang plectrum o pick at karaniwang kilala bilang mga string instruments. Ang rondalla ay nagmula sa mga katutubong banda mula sa Espanya at ng panahon ng pananakop ng Espanya sa Pilipinas, kasama sa kanilang mga dala ang rondalla. At mula noon ay naging malaking bahagi ng katutubong musika at kultura ng Pilipinas. Atin nyo napakinggan ang rondalla medley ng ilang mga OPM Filipino songs na ilan sa inyo ay malamang na natutunugan o pamilyar sa mga awitin o yung tunog ng kanilang tinugtog sa rondalla. At tayo ay privileged na nakasama natin sila dahil sila ay dumayo dito sa ating studio at sila ay nag-perform para sa atin at yaan ang kanilang naging performance sa atin, ang OPM song medley sa pamagitan ng rondalla. At ano nga ba yung mga instrumento na kasama sa rondalla? Sa bahaging ito, aalamin natin kung ano-ano nga ba yung mga instrumento na bahagi ng rondalla. Pero ilan muna sa mga estudyante na bahagi ng De La Salle Zobel Rondalla ang tinanong na ating kasama na si Edinal Magtibay kung bakit sila sumali sa rondalla. Narito't pakinggan natin.
Hi, my name is Sean Benito and I've been with the DLSZ Rondalla since 3rd grade and I am now in the 9th grade. I was like thinking that it would be cool to play an instrument, especially like at such a young age. So I think that's what motivated me to join.
My name is Layla. What made me join rondalla is mostly because I was bored and I was grade 3. I wasn't familiar with rondalla.
Ang mga batang ito ay bahagi ng 22 estudyante na miyembro ng De La Salle Zobel Rondalla at iba't ibang instrumento ang kanilang hawak.
Hi, I'm Elisha Kabungkal and I'm with the De La Salle Rondalla. I've been with them since grade 3, so it's about 6 years now, and I joined because I actually wanted guitar, but I didn't know what rondalla was, so I just decided to try it, and I've stuck with it these past years. At first, I didn't really like it, but like as we started to learn new songs, I like the experience of playing and what I play as well, like the songs.
Hi, I'm Andy, and I've been playing in rondalla for 7 years now, and my favorite as a group, I think it's lulay. For me, the sound of lulay is just satisfying, and I like the middle part because it's fast and satisfying to play.
Bukod sa lulay, nariyan din ang bass.
Hi, my name is Anneke Barcelon, and I play the double bass. I actually didn't know what the double bass was, but like our director recommended it to me, so ever since I stopped it. The bass is very different to the other instruments, not only because of its size, but because of its strings. It has the fewest, and it's the lowest register and volume. So the way it's also used is very unique, because since it's so different, they made it like to work with the others?
My name is Rai Reyes. I've been playing bass for 2 years, but I've been in Randalia for 8 years now. I play the bass because Sir Philip recommended it to me. I used to be Banduria. What I can say about the bass is that, like what she said, it has the lowest register actually. And even though it has the fewest strings, it has the thickest. And you don't use a pick, you use your fingers to play it. I think I enjoy playing double bass more because I like supporting all the other instruments.
At syempre, hindi mawawala ang gitara sa rondalya.
In guitar playing, sometimes when you want to play a song, you're gonna see tabs. But when you're in rondalya, it's actually sheet music, and it's a bit more complicated than that.
My name is Riley Abanio. I've been playing guitar for about 5 years now. I started playing guitar when I was 7. I was really exposed to guitar also because of the songs that my parents would listen to. Lots of songs from a long time ago, and my ninong would play guitar, so I was definitely exposed a lot to playing. I would say that the guitars. Well, we're a very versatile instrument. We do play notes just like the banduria, but like the bass also, we add the melody and the overall depth to the pieces.
I'm Yugen Oh, one of the few foreign members in Rondalia, and I'm 13 years old. This is my second year with Rondalia. It's a six-string instrument and one of the most famous instruments in the world. It makes good sound and lots of chords, which makes it very fun to play. I joined Rondalia for percussion, but they already have a percussion. So like our conductor said to play guitar. So like that's when I started learning guitar. At first it was hard, but it was fun. Like the journey was fun.
I am Daniel Oh, one of the small foreign member in the group. And I play the drums and the guitar. For the guitar focuses on the melody, catching up on the octavina and banduria's melody. But for the drums, we focus on the rhythm, how they play, and we just follow their rhythm, like creating a better like beat and rhythm in the song. For the guitar, I like the song Canon in D. Canon in D, it's a classical song. I really like hearing it. And as I play it, it's really good and also easy to learn.
At isa pa sa natatanging instrumento sa rondalya, ang octavina.
Hello, my name is Migo Digdagan. I'm part of the Del Sal Zabel Rondalla. And this here, which I'm holding right now, is octavina. And now people are going to say this looks very hard because it's like 14 strings. Pero, if you were to think it like technicality, it's kind of like three strings. There's three strings. There's two strings and only one string. Yeah. It's not really that complicated. If you want to play like a bass guitar or like a mandolin, but most people are mostly familiar with the bass guitar. So you can play it like that. We're mostly the ones that are driving the melody alongside with the banduria who are kind of like the lead guitar. It's easy and it feels good to play.
My name is Yanni Oliver. This is an octavina, and what I love about it is that its job is like to complement the banduryas, which are the other ones, the smaller ones, and like this.
Fair.
Yeah, like they complement each other. It takes what they say is not easy. That's why we have to practice every time, like to get it and like to actually play better.
Hello, my name is Jacob Soriano, and this instrument is called the octavina. It looks like a guitar, but it's just slightly smaller than it. It has 14 strings, in groups of 3 and 2 and 1. And what I love the most about the octavina is that compared to the banduria, the frets here are bigger because I have bigger fingers, so it's easier for me to slide down. And it also has this cut here, which allows me to reach the higher notes, higher frets easier. Compared to the guitar, well, it's easier if I compare to the banduria because the octavina has a lower pitch compared to the banduria because the banduria has a higher pitch. But to the guitar, the guitar has a sort of different role in rondalia kasi. There's sort of like, kasi when we play the octavina and banduria, we play notes only, which basically mean just one note. Ah, yeah. And then the guitar, they play chords, which composes of multiple notes. So that's how it works.
At syempre, ang banduria.
I'm Jaden Torma, and this right here is a banduria. And the way I could compare it to it is through the westernized version, which is a violin, basically. But specifically, my part in rondalla is more focused on secondary medleys that help, like, complement the first medley. So if it's, like, easiest saying comparing it to is like stacking blocks, and what it's like building a tower, and whatever stacks, whatever makes the towers like different kinds of melodies, and we're basically the second version of it. Yeah, at first it's really hard to get used to comparing because you have to really have to press hard on it to really make it sound good. But over time you'll get used to it and you'll start getting more, well, better with it, especially with practice.
So my name is Kirk Estanislao and my instrument is the bandurria. What I love most about the rondalla is making music with my friends. I think it's amazing that we get to show our Filipino culture around the world.
I'm Emmanuel Obispo, and my instrument is the bandurria. And what I love about rondalla the most is that I get to laugh with my friends during practice and play with them and enjoy.
Ilan lamang yan sa mga miyembro ng De La Salle, Zabel Rondalla at ang mga instrumento na kanilang tinutugtog.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organization a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
Mula sa salitang Spanish na ronda, na ang ibig sabihin ay serenade o haranahin. Kasama sa mga instrumento ng rondalla ang bandurya, loud o lute, gitara at percussion. Sa bawat pagtatanghal ng rondalla, ibinabahagi nito ang mas malawak na musikang Pilipino. Dahil bukod sa instrumentong Pinoy, dala rin nila ang mga Filipino folk songs at mga original at ang mga original Filipino music o OPM.
I'm Jacob Suarez. We play some folk songs. We normally play overtures and medleys though.
My name is Joaquin Bilasano and I've been with the rondalla for about 2 years at this point. I think OPM is very important to our culture as a whole, and I think it represents a lot of different parts of our culture in many different ways. You know, it represents what the youth goes through. It represents what the people go through. It serves as an encapsulation of our time, or in different time periods throughout the Philippines, through the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s, and today. So I think OPM is a very important part of Filipino culture.
Ana Livulata para sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.